Art at Appalachian State University in Boone just comes natural, with artworks and sculptures placed all over campus, compliments of the Turchin Center for the Visual Arts. For the next 3 months, App State will be reaching out to the community with expositions open to the public and after-school programs for kids. Young students can work with pencils and pens to hone their skills with Alicia Ruggiero and App State art education students during the Turchin Center's Drawing Club. Supplies are provided. Drawing Club dates and times are Tuesdays from 3 to 4:30, January 29th through the 16th of April, in the Turchin Center, Classroom 3200. It's for children ages 6 to 12, and best of all, the cost is free. On Wednesdays from 2:30 to 4:30, it'll be room 13, again for children ages 6 to 12. Art Expo 2013 opens on Friday, February 1st at noon. The event is sponsored by the Turchin Center for the Visual Arts and includes their annual Juried Student Exhibition, showcasing the art produced by talented students working in a wide range of media. It'll run through Saturday, March 16th. Assistant Curator Brooke Bauer spoke with me by phone from her office in Boone.
We have been given kudos multiple times for the visibility of artwork on campus, whether that was for the Percent for Art program that North Carolina State did several years ago, whether it's the Rosen Sculpture Competition, the Intercampus Loan Program, or working with the downtown Boone to bring artwork into the downtown area as well. Specifically, having sculpture all across the downtown and Appalachian community is so wonderful because we've got so many opportunities to route people through campus and, of course, back through downtown to support those businesses. It is a huge project, and that is, of course, done in conjunction with the Downtown Boone Development Association with Mary Baker, who's the director.
And speaking of downtown Boone, another point of connection with App State and the Turchin Center and Boone is this exhibition celebration. And we're talking about the First Friday Art Crawl. And I guess we've got the First Friday Art Crawl coming up, and that's from 7 to 9 in the evening. Brooke, could you just describe the scene at one of these events, and what's your all's role going to be in it this year?
All right. March is actually one of our biggest celebrations every year. And the exhibition celebrations, the reason we call them that is because traditionally art organizations have an opening at the very, very beginning of every exhibition. Because we have 25 exhibitions per year, we don't have the ability to do that. So what we do is we kind of group all of the exhibitions together, and then we actually celebrate a group of exhibitions at one event, which is why we don't participate every month. The one in March, we typically have anywhere from 400 people show up to 1,800 people show up in a space of 2-3 hours. It's quite exciting. We have live music. There is cash bar, food that we kind of tailor to whatever exhibition we're having. So if, you know, a few years ago we had an exhibition from Louisiana, we actually served Cajun. It is a very social event, but the most fun is that typically the artists are here. And being able to talk to an artist and ask an artist questions can be such a powerful experience. You know, unless the artists are regional, they're usually not hanging out in the gallery unless it's on an opening reception evening.
Appalachian State University Turchin Center for the Visual Arts Assistant Curator Brooke Bauer. Their drawing club for kids ages 6 to 12 begins Tuesday, January 29th, and runs Tuesdays through April 16th from 3 to 4:30. Wednesday's programs are 2:30 to 4:30, and both are in the Turchin Center on the campus of App State, and they're free. You'll find links to registration on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts, and App State's Art Expo 2013 opens on Friday, February 1st at noon. You'll find more on the expo at our website as well. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.